producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone. Let these wheels spin round.
7 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer, did you hear that conversation?
I did hear that conversation, yeah. Dougie.
It is. This is a storm. I was going to say, it's a blank show. It's a storm.
So tell people here. Where you are.
I am in the Radisson Hotel in Manchester, New Hampshire. The primary is tomorrow, and so every politician, this is for the east side of the Mississippi, every politician with his or her salt is wandering around in the air to try to get you to understand you, meaning you, trying to convince me, to convince you that their candidate is the right person, whether a Republican or a Democrat. Matter of fact, in a moment we have Senator Jeanne Shaheen, who is the better known of the two, only maybe because of her name, I'm not sure. It's a hard name to forget, Jeanne Shaheen. And I remember talking to her when she first got started in politics, good God, 20, well, I bet you almost 30 years ago. At any rate, so there's a lot of activity here. We have a conversation I explained earlier, for those of you who didn't get it, the round table concept. We have behind me a table where four or five of us will sit if somebody comes into the room and they only have a few minutes. Eric Trump was just in here, and we'll have that audio from that conversation. And as usual, I asked him a question that nobody else asked him about something that nobody else was even thinking about. But let's, you know, we'll get to that in a moment. But first, Jeanne Shaheen around the corner here on Good Day.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant sandwich deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, prices at station vary.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
One of the most interesting things about looking around at the political sphere that we're in is to take somebody who's a local fixture and then see how her world, and I say hers in this circumstance because Senator Jeanne Shaheen, governor before, I'm trying to remember the first time we ever had a conversation, it was more local than that, and I can't remember what you did before you were governor.
Well, I was in the state senate, but before that I was at the University of New Hampshire, and I started out as a teacher here.
Yeah, that's right, okay. Because I was a teacher as well, and I think that was, but this was how many years ago?
A long time ago.
Oh, come on.
Longer than we want to tell people,
probably.
Right?
So how is it like to serve in these different posts? What's the same and what's different as you've worked your way up the ladder to be a senator?
you know, what's the same is the people. Hearing the concerns that people have and their desires and aspirations, that's one of the things that I most like about public service, being able to try and respond to issues that people have if they have a problem with the bureaucracy, whether it's the state of New Hampshire or whether it's the federal government trying to be helpful.
But you're more removed from it now, so is it harder to help?
Well, I try and stay as connected as I can.
Well, maybe it's easier in a smaller state than people know. You walk down the street, people won't be afraid to come up and say hello to you. You're very approachable. You always were. Okay, so let's talk about what's going on now. How do you decide between the two?
Well, I've endorsed Hillary. I endorsed her back
but
last
how did you?
Summer.
But because you were friends.
You know,
you served with both of them in the Senate.
I have, and I know Martin O'Malley very well,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, okay,
so
right. Let
when
him
he
out,
was
yeah,
in.
Right.
But, you know, I've had a chance to see Hillary in action. I met her even before she was First Lady. I worked with her when she was in the White House. She talks about being instrumental in getting children's health insurance through. For me, I was governor then. I know that because of that, we were able to insure tens of thousands of kids here. I saw what she did as senator to help rebuild New York after September 11th, to help fight for those first responders, something that we're still fighting for. We just were able to continue to get their health care benefits that they need for the firefighters and the police who responded.
Does it bother you when some of the two of them, she and Sanders, have been very good with each other because they respect each other. They may not agree, but they've carried themselves off in a respectable way. Does it bother you when people accuse either or both of them of not being who you see them to be, like the people who say Mrs. Clinton doesn't tell the truth, Bernie's a socialist, he's a communist, all of that stuff?
One of the best things about the New Hampshire primary is that it's an opportunity to hear other people's opinions, and I think historically we've been very respectful of other people's opinions, and I hope that continues in this race, because come November we're all going to need each other, and it's important to draw the distinctions, draw the differences, but to also point out that, as Hillary and Bernie both say, that on their worst day, there's still a better choice for the future of this country than the other side.
Yeah.
So I think that's important to remind people.
Do you see yourself on the national picture? If Mrs. Clinton said to you, would you run with me? What would you
no,
say?
No, I don't see her asking, and I don't see myself accepting. You know, as I said, one of my great joys has been being able to represent people in this state, and I continue to want to do that and to be helpful in every way I can. And that's why I'm supporting Hillary, you know, because I think she understands the challenges that families face here. She's been here for a year listening to people, and she has not just an understanding, but she has plans to address that. And she also understands the national security threat we face in this country. And, you know, I sit on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. I got to be there when she was confirmed as Secretary of State. And I've seen what she's been able to do internationally. And we need a commander-in-chief ready on day one, because you can't decide what comes in the door when you're the president.
Lady whose name is easy to remember, Jean Shaheen. She heard that 100,000 times, I'm sure. Senator from New Hampshire, nice to have you here.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and it can be an endless hassle to get a loan at a bank, which is why there is now another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate without the hassles, fees, and risks. It's called Avant. Your loan through Avant can be approved in minutes, and money can be in your account in as little as one business day. And unlike peer lending sites, there are no costly origination fees for unsecured loans or waiting up to a week for the funds. So if you need a small or substantial loan, go to Avant.com to check your interest rate. We think you're going to like what you see. Right now, Avant will will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no effect on your FICO score and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2727 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 2727. Loans are made by Web Bank and affiliates of Avant Inc. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. No, see website for details.
Go, go, go. La, 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 la. It's 17 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. I'm in Manchester, New Hampshire. You know what? It's very interesting. This is a little inside soap. Shop talk is what Paul Harvey used to call it. I go on the air some days at 4, mostly at 5, East Coast time, and do 5 hours. So I was the first and only one in here at 5 o'clock this morning. Did an hour. It was pretty quiet. And then it got busy because people go on the air at 6. And now the people that started at 6 have gone away at 9, and there are the mid-morning people coming in. And George, who's from the station here in Manchester, he just said to me, why are you still here? I said, because I got another hour to do.
It's all Doug all the time, baby. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Stand up on your table and take your microphone and yell at them all.
I feel like I have my throat's a little tight today. Does it sound it? Does it sound like my throat's a little bit tight?
It sounds okay.
Does it? It just feels kind
like
of a little...
Like I said, the politicians are all sucking the air out of the air.
Well, they are. And you got to wonder, listening to Bernie Sanders on Saturday Night Live, he sounded like he had a bad cold. And can't you imagine? I mean, this guy's 74 years old. He's on... These people, when they're out there...
They are out there,
and it's morning, noon, and night, day after day after day, and jumping from one thing to the other. They choose. Listen, there's nobody. I'm not feeling sorry for them because this is what they've chosen. That's the other thing. People don't really understand. Everybody makes a choice. You make a choice, Richie, with what you do with your life.
Yep.
I do. Jennifer does. It just, and all these people have made these choices. So when you hear a politician say, I remember Bill Clinton, oh, I'm working so hard for you. Hey, pal, you made the choice. Don't be telling me or complaining to me about how hard you work when you wanted to do this. And it's different. You can say it in a different way, but usually when people say, I'm working hard, there's a complaint or an undertone to, like, you know, anybody, whether it's politicians or whoever it is. You make choices, and you need to stick by those choices and understand that you're making a choice. I was interested, Richie, in what you heard scuttlebutt-wise of the security at the stadium for the game. I did something out of the corner of my ear yesterday, and yeah. I was amazed at who was there. I mean, they had the National Guard, the FBI,
yep.
Homeland Security.
Homeland Security was based there for a week. They had the military there. There were helicopters, tanks.
So who's paying for this?
And, well, the city would pay for part of it.
Yeah.
And then the NFL hired an additional 4,000 security members to help cover the game. They had dog sniffing bombs. They had everything.
They had bomb sniffing dogs?
Dog sniffing bombs.
Good garbage. That's good. Huh? Kaboom.
What I don't know is who paid for the military to be there. I mean,
well, that's what I'm saying.
It's the government. I mean, come on. There's got to be some sort of funding for that. Because they got, I mean, I had heard thousands of threats over the week. So, you know, they had to bring the government. They had to bring the federal government into this. You just can't.
Crazy.
And there was a stand down order, by the way. There was a little bit of political controversy around this because there was they took out the extreme Muslim terrorist writing from the, I guess, their protocols. You know, they have like guides as to how to handle everything, and they took out the Muslim references for Super Bowl week.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Because you know it's really those extreme Nebraskans that go crazy.
Yeah, right. Right. The Irons, they're a tough crowd.
Gotta watch out.
I tell you something. Look out for them. Jennifer, Rich, Doug, 21 after on Good Day.
non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program from Manchester, New Hampshire, and the excitement building for the winner. We'll see who the winner is in 24 hours or so. Meanwhile, the portion of the hour that we're in gets a focus on music most of the time. And our video of the day today is really superb. I have now a whole new view, Jennifer, on James Corden. There's something about him, at least when he's doing these carpool karaoke.
He got a lot of prime time yesterday during the Super Bowl when he did his carpool with Elton John.
Right. Okay. Well, here he is on the Super Bowl halftime star, Chris Martin. They're in the car together, so you can go watch the video for sure at DougSteffen.com. But listen, here's a portion of it from the Late Late Show, James Corden with Coldplay's Chris Martin.
Such a heavenly view, and yet I think I see you.
My name is Chris Martin. Okay, Chucky, you're on the side of the road.
Where are you going?
What do you mean? But you're playing at the Super Bowl. What?
No, I know, and I'm supposed to be there. I don't know where you're going. Is there any way I could get a little ride from you or...
To San Francisco?
Please, man, I'm desperate. Let me just get in and we'll figure it out. Yeah? Good. That's so kind. Thank you.
Yeah.
Woo! Oh,
it feels like a...
It's not very far at all.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Woo!
How are you doing?
Well, I was great. I was actually really looking forward to a day off.
Lovely. You're doing
alright
with yourself. This car.
The car? Yeah. I mean...
So I could have done one of these.
Just because I've got... it doesn't... Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, this is fine. This is cool.
That's great.
It's nice to chat.
It's nice to hang out.
Exactly.
Shall we listen to some music and see what's on the radio? No, James. Music, I think, is exactly
what we're doing. Let's see what's on the radio.
Everything you want is a dream away. A little expression, a little weight. We are diamonds, and I feel my heart beating. I feel my heart beneath my skin.
They sound pretty good together.
good. Okay.
You know, that's the one thing I was impressed with when I watched Corden doing the Elton John thing. He sounded better than Elton John actually did.
Well, did you hear him sing with Adele? I mean, that's like amazing.
I didn't see that one yet.
That's crazy.
He's got a real hit with these things. He's getting some big stars.
That we, from where we're from, we call it American football.
We do.
Whereas here, it's just football. Do you know the rules of American football?
Yeah. You have 9 teams.
Right.
And 2 balls.
Right.
Wait a minute. No. So the pitcher...
Okay.
He has to get from... He has to tee off, and then it lands... wherever it might land, and then it's 15 love.
And then if he gets it in the basket,
then it's 9 points to the other team.
That's absolutely right.
And then at the end of it, they hand out bowls, and some of them are really super.
Yeah.
They'll give us one after this thing.
You ever watch a soccer game?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you could get into soccer, understand soccer? Because I'm trying to understand them watching a football game and trying to.
I think I could. I mean, I look at soccer and I go, okay, it's kind of like rugby. Rugby's a little more rugby's tricky for me, so you kind of try to figure it out. But yeah, I think you kind of try to figure out the rules, and it's probably not quite what you're used to, but you figure it out after a while.
It's funny. Apparently, Chris Martin, Coldplay, invited his high school music teacher. He says, "I'm going to be playing in the Super Bowl halftime. It's a really big deal. Would you come?" And the teacher was like, "Sure, I'd love to. What's the Super Bowl?"
Oh, no.
But he was there, apparently. 28 passed on good day.
Recently, Verizon had to use tiny red balls to try to make you think they had a much better network than Sprint. But there's one big thing they left out. The new Sprint's LTE Plus network delivers faster download speeds than Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. While Verizon seems to be focused on tiny balls, Sprint has been obsessively focused on building the network of the future. And to celebrate, Sprint is cutting their rates in half. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile rates. You get the new Sprint LTE Plus network with faster download speeds than Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. And we'll even cover your cost to switch, up to $650 per line. Only from Sprint. Better for less.
Claim based on Sprint's analysis of average LTE download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Speeds may vary. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, premium content. Subject to new line port activation fee and credits. See website for eligible plans. Savings to $1,818 after pay full amount. Restrictions apply. Buy every reward card after online registration and phone turn-in.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Valentine's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. 2 dozen gorgeous assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $29.99. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings, plus pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. But hurry, this incredible offer expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4747. That's code 40.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
The hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program from the scene of the action, the sights and sounds of New Hampshire, snow, cold, wind, rain, but that doesn't stop the postman or the people who are trying to get your vote. So I thought this would be kind of, even though this is not my normal cause, if you will, the politics of New Hampshire, because it is such a unique state in many different ways, and the fact that so much attention being paid to it, I thought we ought to spend a couple of days here. So Richie is at the studio in Washington, Jennifer's in Los Angeles, I'm here, and I'll be here for the duration. Steve Kornacki is the host of Meet the Press, a daily version of it on MSNBC, also a political correspondent, and you still look like a kid. I don't know. I'll turn this microphone.
That is a compliment.
Yeah, it is a compliment. Where'd you cut your teeth?
Well, I grew up in Massachusetts. Groton, Massachusetts.
Groton's not far from me. Did you go to school there, Groton Academy?
I went to Groton Dunstable. I'm a public school kid.
Yeah, yeah, good for you.
Two big prep schools, but I went to the public
school.
There's
a farm right almost in town where that great restaurant is now. Do you go back to Groton once in a while?
Yes, on Gibbet Hill.
I almost bought that about 20 years ago.
No kidding.
Yeah, Groton's a great
town. Yeah, it's the best thing to happen to that town is that restaurant.
Yes, the guy who bought it has saved that farm.
Yeah.
Yeah, very neat.
Yeah.
All right, so from Groton, you went where?
Well, my first job in journalism was covering New Jersey politics, which was a fun 3 years.
In what era?
2002 to 2005. So I got Bob Torricelli dropping out with a month to go before the election. I got Jim McGreevy resigning on national television.
You did a nice job of screwing things up there, kid.
It was a fun 3 years, I'll tell you. You know, I tell people, I don't have a master's degree in political science, but I feel like I got one in practical politics covering New Jersey.
What did you think you were
going to do when you were a kid?
My dream was to be Brent Musburger. I wanted to call sports.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you practice? Like, did you walk around the house with a microphone, and I got the newspaper rolled up, and practice talking into it like you were doing?
I did. You know, in gym class, it would be one-on-one games. I would start calling it while the kids played, and, you know.
Good for you.
Yeah, never quite worked out, I guess. But
what, your parents and your siblings, what do they think of what your visibility and what you're doing now?
The thing is, like, politics just comes up a lot at, you know, family events. I was with my family watching the Super Bowl last night, and it just, you know, so it's, for them, it's good because they like to talk about politics. So, and we've got people on both sides of the aisle in the family, so it's always pretty lively.
If you hadn't grown up in that atmosphere, do you think you would be doing what you're doing now? What shaped you moving from being a sports guy to being somebody who's doing...
Do you know what it was? It was, when I was in sixth grade, grew up in Massachusetts. It was a gubernatorial election year in Massachusetts, and we had a teacher who organized a mock election.
Mm-hmm.
And I got kind of randomly picked to play one of the candidates, John Silver, who was running for governor of Massachusetts.
Yeah, he was a BU president.
Very colorful guy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he was a very, very colorful guy. And it just, the whole experience of like following that and kind of just absorbing it, I got into politics. That's when I got into politics and got interested in it.
So as you worked your way up the ladder, how did you meet people that helped you along the way? Because we all do that. There are always people who help us. Who helped you the most?
Well, I mean, the guy who gave me my start was gave me my job down in New Jersey. He had started, this was 2002 when I went down there. This is when sort of online news, it was still more of a novelty.
Right.
And he had the idea of starting an online state-specific political news site for New Jersey. So, you know, the newspapers were already starting to shrink, and in New Jersey, the state that's, you know, you got New York, you got Philadelphia, but you don't have a lot of stuff that's just New Jersey. So he's like, there is an untapped market here for political people in New Jersey who want, you know, Politico would be the model now nationally.
Right.
There was no Politico at this time.
Yeah.
And he, you know, I wrote him, he put a job listing on the job site for my school, for Boston University, where I'd go into college, and I wrote him a heartfelt email. You know, it wasn't so much a formal job application. I just wrote him a heartfelt email. I was like, I'm looking to get my foot in the door. Here's what I love about politics. Here's why I want to cover it. And he gave me my first job, and I was off and running from there.
When was the first time you heard yourself or saw yourself on the air?
It was when I was in New Jersey. We did I was on a weekly show on News 12 New Jersey, and I saw it. I saw a tape of the first thing I was on, and I was alarmed. We never sounded
alarmed
like
in what way? Your face, your hair, what bothered you? And did your mother call you after and say, why did you wear that shirt?
Well, I still get those calls.
Yeah, right.
But I one thing is, maybe you've had this experience, I don't know. I hear my voice. Mm. It doesn't sound like I think it sounds.
Well, you know, interesting. New Englanders, as we are, Massachusetts people, I went to school at Heidelberg out in Ohio, and I had a New England accent cut with a knife when I went out there. And I started in radio by going to the studio on the campus and asking for help because I was getting teased so much for the can and all that stuff. You don't sound like you had it to begin with.
No, I never. My parents are both from Connecticut. I grew up in Massachusetts, but for some reason it didn't really rub off on me.
Yeah. So, okay, now fast forward. You've done some radio stuff. Did you ever work at a radio station?
No.
Or you went right to television?
Just that was television. I mean, I had print jobs mostly, and then it became television. But no radio, yeah.
All right. So take us from where you just brought us to MSNBC. What's the trip like?
I went from covering New Jersey politics to covering Congress for a roll call down in Washington, D.C. And that was, I was there for about a year. And it was, my job there was covering the House Democrats. And at the time, they were completely irrelevant. It was, George W. Bush was the president. They were the minority party in the House. Nobody cared about them. And I timed things really well in my life. So I left just as they got the majority and they became relevant. And I didn't get to cover that. So. And then I went to the New York Observer, started doing appearances on MSNBC. And then that just kind of went from being a guest to being a regular guest to being part of an ensemble show to doing my own thing.
So are your political priorities important. We all hear the business about MSNBC is left of center. Fox is right of center as far as television is concerned. There are a few people on the radio who sort of represent the MSNBC philosophy versus the people that are on the right that represent the Fox, if that's the way you want to look at it. I don't think it's that easy, but you know, everybody loves to make things easy. So for you, what makes working at MSNBC easy? Because are you a Democrat dyed in the wool?
No, I mean, I try to be, what I try to do seriously is down the middle. Yeah. And I try to...
How's that work there?
Well, I mean, I tell you, like MSNBC, the analogy people use a lot is to a newspaper. And you have the op-ed page, and when you get to prime time, and we have a strongly liberal op-ed page that comes on at night. But yeah. I think if you watch our dayside coverage...
Larry and with Rachel.
Right.
Two of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you watch our dayside coverage, I'm going to be on in a few minutes. You know, I mean, I'll be breaking down maps of New Hampshire.
You're not going to get dressed up.
Creepers,
creepers.
There'll be a...
There's a tie somewhere?
Yeah. Well, so I was just... My family lives around here, so I went to watch the Super Bowl with them last night. I just drove in for this. And I changed after this.
You're going to get changed, yeah.
Yeah, I figure on radio it doesn't matter as much.
That doesn't
matter.
What do you mean?
Well, you're fancy compared to me here. Yeah. So.
So where does this all go in terms of influence? So what do you want to do? What does NBC want to do? What is there that makes it tick? Everybody talks about. Everybody thinks that Matthews is the voice, if you will, of MSNBC. Although Joe and Mika in the morning set a pretty good precedent because it's different. So, what do you say when you go speaking in public, and either people take a shot at you or they say congratulations? It's usually because of some political point of view.
Right.
They may not even know who you are,
right.
But MSNBC, yeah, go get them.
Right.
So, how do you kind of wash that all out?
Well, I mean, the way I feel is that I don't think there is a voice for the network. Like you said, you could think of a number of prominent voices, and some people will identify with a Rachel Maddow, some people will identify with a Joe Scarborough. I just think to me, if you take it all together, it's a big conversation. And I always think of it as like the family, Thanksgiving. It's everybody sitting around the table, and they have different viewpoints, and they're putting them all on the table, and there's sort of this election years, just for cable news in general, whether it's MSNBC or anybody else, I think election years are great because there's just a national conversation going on. And I like the idea that we are capturing elements of that conversation on our air every day.
Before you go, tell us about how we find Meet the Press Daily. How's
Meet
that?
Meet the Press Daily. So it's Chuck Todd's show. Yeah. I host the Monday edition of it. He's got on 6 days a week.
Yeah,
so
but he does.
One.
Oh, I thought that there were different people each day with him, no?
No. So he does, Meet the Press, obviously the Sunday show.
Yeah, right.
NBC.
Yeah, yeah.
So we launched a daily show on MSNBC this fall. So Monday is his off day because he needs a day off eventually.
Right. So you're doing it. I do
the Monday edition of that.
Good for you. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Seems like a nice kid.
Thanks.
Steve Kornacki from MSNBC on Good Day at 43 past the hour.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
RocketMortgage@QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
It's tax time, and that means refunds coming your way. On average, Americans expect to get approximately $2,000 back on this year's tax returns, according to a Tax Time survey by Straight Talk Wireless. But the survey also shows that 34% of Americans have regrets on how they spent or didn't spend their tax refund. I'm Risa Jill Miller. You spend a year paying taxes, so why blow your money on something you'll regret? As you look for opportunities to make your tax refund go further, ask yourself, why haven't you switched to a no-contract wireless phone plan? More than 66 million Americans said they wanted to spend less on their phone bill. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get access to the best phones on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Our no-contract unlimited plan is just $45 a month. Straight Talk phones and service plans are available exclusively at Walmart. Please see terms and conditions of service at StraightTalkSwitch.com. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
All right, now we have 47 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden on the Good Day program. A fella died over the weekend after complaining about chest pains. He was running at a charity event called the Krispy Kreme Challenge in North Carolina. Participants run a couple of miles and eat a dozen donuts, and then they run again. Man, that doesn't sound like a recipe for disaster at all, does it? Good Lord. Anyway, here's a TV reporter with how it happened.
Right, it happened during the Krispy Kreme Challenge today. Friends of his tell me his name was Jeff Woods, but he was known to them as Fafa. They did not want to go on camera, but they did speak with us about the kind of person he was.
The event, which is organized by NC State students, challenges participants to run 5 miles, 2.5 from NC State's Bell Tower down to Krispy Kreme. That's where they attempt to eat a dozen donuts, then run the 2.5 miles back to the Bell Tower. The money raised from the event goes to the North Carolina Children's Hospital. Those who knew Woods tell us he didn't run regularly, but they still weren't surprised that it was something he signed up for because it was for a good cause and seemed like fun. A spokesperson with NC State tells us Woods was under a mile into the race when he stepped out complaining of chest pains. He was rushed to Rex Hospital, where he was later pronounced dead. Race directors released a statement that reads in part, "We are deeply saddened and wish to convey our heartfelt condolences to his loved ones." Woods' friends tell us they're simply having a difficult time coping with his sudden death.
Where's the common sense in that? That's like shoveling snow, doing things that are silly when you're not in shape. You don't take care of yourself. Don't do stuff like that. It's just, you're just asking for it. All right, Richie, did we get the final bit of Eric Trump audio?
Yeah. Hold on 1 second here, and I'll open it up.
Okay, so here's the story behind the story. We're having a lot of these roundtable conversations, and three or four of us get together to talk to somebody who can only be in the room for 5 or 6 minutes. So we did Donald Trump Jr., Carly Fiorina, and this is Eric Trump, who has been asked 2 or 3 times. I'm really going to play the whole thing. I think it's only 90 seconds, so why don't you just go ahead and... Yeah.
Okay, take my photo, too. Okay, this is what we do. Just introduce you.
What's your father's expectations here in New Hampshire?
Well, listen, I think my father has high expectations. That's who he is as a person, right? I mean, he's the guy who believes in winning. He likes to win, and he's going in with a lot of support everywhere. I've traveled all over the state, and the amount of love has been absolutely incredible. And I really hope we win this. We need people to turn out. It's going to be a close race as it's been thus far. But I'm really crossing my fingers. And he's an amazing man. I hope he does
the best.
What do you say to the
the family just over a year ago. Maybe
The best of live radio when you're doing it on the fly like we are.
Sometimes it just doesn't work out, right?
No, it doesn't. Because I'm at the end of that. I thought it was only like 90 seconds, and it's like 7 minutes. So and there I am sounding
tomorrow.
Like... I sound like a valley girl. It's like Jennifer. I said that twice.
Maybe you're hanging
sentence.
Out with me too much. Come on.
No, did you hear him twice in that sentence? I said the same thing. Oi. Oi.
You're like Marco Rubio over there.
Oi. All right, so the proof is in the pudding. Results. And then I promise not to talk about politics at all. We'll have plenty of dosage here. But I think people find it. There's stories behind the story. And my observations about what the characters on the radio are like, as well as the candidates that are surrogates for politicians, as well as the candidates themselves or the politicians themselves. Part of Americana. That's what Good Day is all about. Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. Jennifer and I are going to work our way through some of the stories that are important. Well, I guess we're using our own judgment here, Jennifer, because we think they're important. Like, what's Bernie Sanders using to get...
In a moment, here on Good Day.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and it can be an endless hassle to get a loan at a bank, which is why there is now another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate without the hassles, fees, and risks. It's called Avant. Your loan through Avant can be approved in minutes, and money can be in your account in as little as one business day. And unlike peer lending sites, there are no costly origination fees for unsecured loans or waiting up to a week for the funds. So if you need a small or substantial loan, go to Avant.com to check your interest rate. We think you're going to like what you see. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no effect on your FICO score and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2727 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 2727. Loans are made by web bank and affiliates of Avant, Inc. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation.
promotion. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
55 past there. You notice how many technical spots we have now? Spots for technology. You notice? I'm just beginning to listen to some of these.
The days of the car catalog are gone, Dougie. Yep.
Apparently they are, yes. All right, so Richard Chemmel is here from BuzzFeed. CBS planned to deliver Super Bowl 50 to a lot of people who are cord cutters, but it ran into a fumbling start. The streaming stalled as the game started. A lot of reaction on Twitter. People, do we expect too much, Richard? Do you think that that's, you know, the stream was dead, then it came back again? But my God, this is all so complicated. First time they did it. Are we being too impatient? What's your read on this?
I think that we do expect too much, but we also expect things to work properly, especially in a big game like this. You don't expect anything to go wrong. Millions upon millions of dollars are spent for technical things, and to see problems like they had with the halftime show, just with the audio problems, all the rehearsal time, all the time that they had to make sure everything was right, is just beyond belief. It's just beyond belief there would be problems.
But they got fixed. You know, any idea how many people were on the stream? I saw some figure 40, 50 million. That many, do you think?
I would say that's probably true. They've got good metrics for that type of information.
Yeah, I think you're right. Okay, Twitter shut down 125 ISIS Daesh related accounts. Did they let you know that because they want you to feel good about it? Is this a news fact? What's the reason for this report at this point, do you think?
Well, I think Twitter and Facebook are under a lot of pressure. Twitter said they closed 125,000 accounts.
Yep.
Threatening or promoting terrorist acts. And there's really no algorithm to close the accounts, so they have a team of people filtering accounts. It's good PR. It's great PR for them, but they need to do something because there's some lawsuits that have been filed against Twitter on this terrorism.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that Google is collaborating with publisher Visual Editions to begin offering books designed specifically to be read on smartphones. Why? Because the screen is smaller?
I don't know. I personally could not read a book on a smartphone. I think that the screen is way too small.
I don't see you read anything on it, frankly. I have my Samsung, and I can't read much stuff on there.
I like reading. You know, really? Here's the thing. Like, if I have a book, which I read on my iPad a lot, and I'm out somewhere, I'll definitely open up the app and pick up where I left off on my phone if I have some time. I mean, it's just found time, sort of.
I noticed, Richard, that Link... Go ahead.
Jennifer, you're younger than all of us.
Yes, maybe so.
All right, that was worthwhile. LinkedIn stock is dropping like a bomb. I've never been able to understand. I belong to LinkedIn, but I've never gotten it. And apparently a lot of other people are not either because it isn't working, right?
LinkedIn is supposed to be the Facebook for business people. And it's turning into more of a social gathering for Facebook for people to promote their products rather than to promote activities.
Can you know each other? All right, Richard, thank you. Richard Chemmel here, Tech Talk Time.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.